Well, it's got to be able to run the applications that people expect to run on their terminals, their handsets, for third generation. And the thing that's motivating, first generation phones were analog. Second generation phones were digital. Most of them were what's called CDMA. And there are some CDMA phones out there, too. Most of everybody that's going to third generation, both in Europe, Japan, and U.S., are all looking at wideband CDMA as the next step in communications, for wireless communications. That will allow you to have significantly more bandwidth and will allow you to expand beyond just voice services. So the ability to get data, just internet information, will become more common. And so you have to deal with a whole set of different user interfaces now with web browsing and all kinds of things that you didn't have to deal with in phones before. So that's one constraint the architecture's got to comprehend. The other constraint is actually the modem part, the physical layer of doing modulation, demodulation. It's much more compute intensive for wideband CDMA than it is for CDMA phones, which are common in GSM and today's US standards. So the computational burden on the modem side has gone up significantly, as well as the variety of applications. So those two things combined to make it a tough problem. So.
Okay, well, is there some schedule worked out?
I suppose, it's pretty preliminary, but the architecture definition is supposed to be complete by the end of this year. And then the design team will get started at the beginning of 1999. It's going to probably take 18 to 24 months for the design work. And then, so first samples will be out late 2000, early 2001 kind of time frame. And that's when third generation systems probably will first start to be deployed around the world. So what's ironic about this is something like 250 man years estimate the development of this thing, and I'm thinking compared to that first chip, you know, it's like a little bit order of magnitude different, complexity and manpower.